It's Weekend with Wiser. Labor Day weekend is here. I hope that you're going to, if it rains, if it doesn't rain, what does it matter? You can still have fun. So much going on down at Gulfport this weekend. It is Gecko Fest on Saturday. The whole town celebrates. Put on a costume. Go hang out. Friday night, Rod Wave plays at the new, formerly Amelie Arena, Benchmark International Arena. The Palladium has a ton of things going on. I can't even tell you. Selwyn Birchwood, September 5th. Daniela Soledadi, Amazon Soul, September 6th. Temporal Tal Collective presents Spice and Sound, an immersive musical experience. It's world music. Faithfully rocks the Palladium and Eagles and Journey experience on September 20th. The Moody Blues tribute Go Now, October 27th. November 3rd is Toby the Experience, a tribute to Toby Keith, starring Hollywood Yates. Piano Men Generations, the music of Billy Joel and Elton John, is November 12th. December 16th is an evening with Jamal Roberts, American Idol. Our friend Simon Lasky will perform with Lasky, Arenas, and Nash at Freefall Theater September 17th. Can't wait for that. Our friend David Manson, Osamdo Jazz, will perform Tuesday, September 2nd at the Palladium St. Pete College on Fifth Avenue. It's going to be a wonderful Brazilian bossa nova night. But there's so much more going on. I mean, honestly, the libraries. Have you checked out a library lately? It's amazing. The libraries have music, they have movies, they have Mahjong. Mahjong is the hot thing right now, so do check that out. Play Music on the Porch Day is going to be over at Safety Harbor Public Library this weekend. On Saturday, as I said, the Dunedin Downtown Market, the St. Pete Saturday Morning Market, and there is a car show over at the Kiwanis Club. Largo High School sponsored that. And then the Sounds of Cross Creek will be celebrating Kenan Rawlings is Saturday, August 30th, at Palm Harbor and Gecko Fest. So much fun. Sunday is Corey Avenue Market. You can catch Fiona Franchet that night at the Palms at the Tradewood Island Resort, 6 to 9. It's also the Kenwood Sunday Market. I plan on going on Friday to Reclamando, Our Untold Stories. It's the opening reception, August 29th, 6 to 8. Please join me at the Gallery of Creative Pinellas. There are 30 artists and more than 60 pieces of work. This is an unforgettable night. It's just going to be amazing. The community exhibition features artists across generations and disciplines such as sculptures, spoken word, poetry, collage, paintings, and more. You can meet the artists and movers from Mi Gente, Mi Pueblo, find the collective stories, eat local Latin bites, listen to a spoken word performance by poet Ruby Pacheco, and vibe to Afro-Latin funk music by DJ The Curator. And, you know, September is Hispanic Heritage Month. Also coming up and opening on August 29th at Creative Pinellas, Visible, Seen, and Heard. This exhibition explores what it means to be noticed, acknowledged, and truly seen as curated by artists Laurie Vincent, Wendy Bruce, Beth Blaszewski, and Katie Pavone, who met while working as gallery hosts at Creative Pinellas. The fall season continues on September 26th at Creative Pinellas Sacred Pilgrimage. Gaudi and Gabon will have its Largo reception. Our dear friend June Bunch, who you can hear as a music host on Monday, Lyrical Ladies, 4 to 5, shares with us new artists in residence at the Morian Center for Clay. This exhibition opens on September 13th. It highlights the art of Lily Denhoff, Danny Lewis, and Kayla Noble in their Fresh Air exhibition. So much going on at the Morian Art Center, and I encourage you to go there to the Museum of Fine Arts. It has all kinds of new events. We've listed them in the Let's Go Guide. The James Museum for Western Art and Wildlife, also amazing. And the glass art at the Chihuly and the Duncan McClellan, also worth checking out. Our favorite bookstores downtown, Tumbleau Books and Book and Bottle, have a number of events coming up. Tumbleau Books on September 9th is the Secret Book Society. September 2nd is the Tilting House, an evening with Yvonne Lamazarus. Poetry of the Dolly with Sarah Reese Dzinski and Michael Hedich is coming up. That's going to be amazing on September 4th. And museums, you can see past poetry performance at the museum's YouTube channel. Book and Bottle is got regularly hosted events, Sip and Stitch on Wednesdays, the Writer's Happy Hour on Tuesdays, their book clubs and wine events. There's amazing events coming on over at Greenlight Cinema. What We Hide is an amazing story looking at the opiate issues made here by a former Seminole High School student. It's a thriller, it's a drama, it's a mystery. Greenlight Cinema is just an amazing place to go. The Foodie Trail, our friends at the Foodie Trail on Pinellas Trail in the Warehouse Arts District, August 30th, are having a really fun market. Please join us there. Hey, what do you think about open mics? So much fun to go to open mics. There's so many of them. Let me share a couple of them. Tuesdays, Mickey Quinn's North End Tap House, the Nash Keys. Wednesday, Mastery's Brewing Company, the Sandbar Grill, Ferg's Open Jam. Monday, North End Tap House, Pinellas Ale Works. Sunday, the Mad Hatters. Thursday, you can get over to Gulfport Brewery. On Friday, the Tribe Tea House in Cava, Peepaw's Craft Brewery, and the Chill Room. An open mic is a great place to just check out your chops and see what's going on. Also coming up is on September 6th, the Jerk and Jam Festival at Tropicana Field with music, arts, food hosted by Saturday Shops. September 20th is Free Museum Day in St. Petersburg. Check each museum to see their rules. For some, you have to register. September 20th is Catstravaganza at the Coliseum. September 25th at the Tampa Convention Center is the Story Warrior Book Fair and Marketplace with L.L. Stein. We'll be doing an interview with the people sponsoring this. Also in September, the 26th to the 28th, the popular Clearwater Offshore Nationals going on. And then Hauntazar, the 9th annual, is also coming up on the 27th. You know, Halloween is already going, so I'm going to have more of that. Oktoberfest is already going, so there you go. On August 31st, you can spend your Sunday immersed in art and nature during Art and Nature Sunset Tours with the Museum of Fine Arts and Tampa Bay Watch Discovery Center. And if you like tours, the St. Petersburg Museum of History has weekly trolley tours. It has weekly boat tours and walking tours. Please go to the Museum of History's website and check that out. Shine is also coming up in October. Stay tuned for everything that's going on. Also going on in October is A Taste of the Beaches, presented by the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce. You can enjoy an entire week from October 4th to October 12th. There'll be tasting tours of 50 local restaurants. You can get your tickets ahead of time and use them at different restaurants. The 40th International Coastal Cleanup is this weekend as well. That's going to be going on in Treasure Island, and that's sponsored Keep Pinellas Beautiful. You can volunteer at many of the events from September 1 to October 31st. Go to my Let's Go guide on LinkedIn. It's also LinkedIn on the RadioSt.Pete.com website under What's Happening. Halloween Arts and Crafts, October 25th, Florida Mortuary. That's going to be fun. All kinds of things going on there. Boyd Hill and your parks, it's getting time to walk. Things are looking good, and we can't wait to see you there. Our friends Florida Folk Show, Saturday, Pete Gallagher, Tim Valle, and Posse will have storyteller, famed journalist Walt Belcher, plus guitar man Sam Hastings, graveyard lawnmower guitarist Scott Howard. Chasa Hawitska is in debate. They may actually do something terrible to that campground. So supervisor Heather Blau will fill us in at what we need to do to protest that. Also this weekend, the Skyway Marina art exhibition is happening, indoor block party and art. You're cordially invited to a block party. You can eat, you can watch art, you can have some beer, some wine, some light refreshments, enjoy live music. That is at Eckerd College campus at the Cobb Gallery. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Skyway Marina art exhibition and the food trucks, it's just part of this wonderful, vibrant downtown neighborhood. The Florida Orchestra is getting underway September 3rd. Cynthia Erivo tickets are still available. September 13th, there will be an Amadeus matinee there. And then on September 25th at 8 p.m., a soul-stirring musical journey, step into a world where the deep resonant tones of Mississippi Delta blues and cinematic visuals meet the majesty of a symphony orchestra. And that features a live appearance by the one and only Morgan Freeman, along with performances by musicians from the Ground Zero Blues Club. Please check out all of the links to all of the events coming up at the Florida Orchestra. Also this weekend, if you like comedy, please get over to the Palladium tonight, August 29th, for Dean Napolitano, featuring Nathan Wallace and friends. It is going to be a hoot. In addition to this weekend, Tuesday, September 2nd, St. Petersburg Jazz Festival with Osamdo Jazz. Saturday, September 13th, the Emmett takes the Arts Exchange stage for the second Saturday Art Walk, playing Latin jazz, bebop, and jazz standards. And on September 23rd, the 18-member Helios Jazz Orchestra backs singer Scotty Wright in a program of jazz, big band music, including September Song. And then again on October 10th, Osamdo Jazz under the Arts at the Arts Exchange stage at the Warehouse Arts District. And then November 8th, it's an evening of soul jazz with the Jeremy Carter Quintet at the beautiful Museum of American Arts and Crafts Movement. So folks, for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Nanette. Please go to the Let's Go Guide, linked from RadioSaintPete.com. Click on What's Happening or on my LinkedIn. So celebrate, don't work, saluting our workers and our service people on Labor Day weekend.